Rightio, we have Peter here and he's going to share with the children now.
Any children look brave enough to come and meet me?
You want me to come and see you then?
That's it. How many of you guys got a Bible? Of your own? Do you want to touch the specialist and preacher's Bible? Yeah, I actually bought this one in America when I was over there, and it's a really good one. How old do you think it is? Let's look at the front. That's 12 years old. How old do you think the books? You know, there's lots of, it's a book on books, you know that, don't you? Yep. So how old do you think some of these books are? When you were, more than 1,000, you're right. Yeah. Can you double that? 2,000? So, I'll show you this lot. That part of the Bible is about 2,000 years old. That's good. This bit of the Bible, how old do you reckon it is? I'll show you the oldest spot. See if I can find it. This book here, they think that's the people who are in the Bible. That's the oldest book. Does anyone know, any of the grown ups know what book that is?
Job.
That's Job. That's the oldest book. Okay. But we also know that some of the books go way back before history. So if we go to the front of the Bible, that talks about right at the beginning, Genesis. And Genesis 19 is another story, and I'm going to tell you about that one. Because a lot of people say the Bible isn't really true, but I've discovered that it is for a number of reasons. And I bought a little bag of stuff, and some of you will know what I'm talking about, but since I've got some kids here, do you want to do something? Want to do an experiment? What you need to do is rub your finger on this little bit of rock, and then just hold it like that. Do you get it? Just rub your finger on it quite hard, and just hold your finger up. Do you guys want to go? Yeah? Does anyone else want to do it? Any grown up? It's, there are no bugs on this, I'll explain why in a minute. Okay, just hold it up. Do it. Okay, any brave girls in the house? Any brave girls? Yeah. Just hold it up. Come be brave. You want this one up the guy? Okay, what you do, you hold it up, and then put it on your tongue. Put it on your tongue. Be brave. I've just done it. See? Come on, be brave. Do you know what that is? That's Dead Sea Salt. So it's very, very salty. In fact, it's, you did it, didn't you? Right. This is a bit of pottery I found one day when I was overseas in a country called Jordan. How old do you reckon that is? Yeah, it's written, this piece of pottery is made about the same time that Jesus lived. So that's about 2,000 years old. Can I touch it? Brave girl now. So that's 2,000 years old. That, we were digging, I was digging on an archaeological site, and all we found Roman stuff. We thought, modern. So we biffed it. That there is called a monkey ear joke handle. Looks like a monkey ear. And that one there is from a cooking pot, and you know that because it's right, the handle's right up the rim. You know how old those are? These were made when Abraham was alive. You know Abraham? No, Abraham the first. The one in the Old Testament, who was the father of the people of Israel. How old are you in? Not quite a man. The dirt's probably a man. 3,500 years old. Can I touch it? They're really old. And so when I went overseas and I dug those things up, what I rediscovered is how true the Bible is, because when it talks about some of the stories in the Old Testament, a lot of people say that it's made up, that the places are never existed. But this came from a particular city called Sodom, and quite amazing. And those were dug up right down in this big layer of ash from a big event that God destroyed the city. So when it comes to the Bible, you can trust it, absolutely. But it's not just true about God, it's true about history as well, and lots of other things. Does anyone else want to touch the 2,500-year-old pottery? Or just some modern Roman stuff? Roman's boring, eh? Yeah. So it's quite amazing. And some of the ones that we dug up, which I wasn't allowed to smuggle out of the country, actually had the fingerprints, the thumbprints that people made. Yeah. That's the monkey ear. Yeah. There you go. So I'll leave those there. We do body searches while people leave. If you do want to, just hand them around. Okay.